This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here, 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
As we launch into the third hour of the program, all kinds of stuff we can talk about, but it's up to you what we actually do talk about. You can dial in here and bring up anything that you want. In Bitcoin news, interesting news from news.bitcoin.com, the top headline there today is that Burger King is going to be accepting Bitcoin payments starting this summer in Russia. And it's only a franchisee. So it's not the whole chain. It's not all corporate Burger King for the entire globe. But one of their franchisees is apparently going to be adopting Bitcoin, which is very exciting. And according to the story, it's been growing popular in Bitcoin. The country's governmental authorities are expected to officially acknowledge and regulate the cryptocurrency in the near future. Now, according to reports, Dmitry Medvoy, the general director of Burger King Russia, says the fast food franchise is looking for a developer to install a Bitcoin payment processing software for the restaurant's cash registers and BurgerKing.ru apps. The Russian Burger King general director said, quote, the company plans to announce the winner of the tender for development of software that would enable us to accept bitcoins. The contractor will have to develop solutions for BurgerKing.ru, the mobile apps for Android and iOS, and cash registers on our keeper. Medvoy has been determined to make Burger King a market leader in Russia by planning for the expansion of more restaurants in the Siberian region, and currently the Burger King franchise only has shops in Yekaterinburg, St. Petersburg, and Moscow. Uznevise details Burger King Russia accepting Bitcoin payments is one of the first initial steps towards mainstream merchant services accepting cryptocurrencies in the country. And I wonder, you know, if there's any compatibility between, like, let's say the Burger King Russia point of sale system and the U.S. ones. Like, if a Burger King franchisee in the United States wanted to let's say adopt what Burger King Russia comes up with here when they finally
how easy would it be?
Yeah, how easy would it be? A plug and play thing? Could they pay a licensing fee?
It wouldn't be plug and play, but. I mean, you've got the difference in rubles, and you've got,
sure,
you know, all kinds of
you'd have issues to hire a programmer to convert it over, yeah. But, you know, would most of the work be done? Would it be relatively simple if somebody wanted to do that? So, you know, kudos to them. The Burger King announcement follows Deputy Head of Russia's Ministry of Finance, Alexei Mosaev's recent statements towards introducing regulatory guidelines for cryptocurrency purchases. And additionally, the Central Bank of Russia has been working on a proposal to classify Bitcoin as a digital asset for tax purposes. The Russian Burger King will not be the only Burger King brand fast food franchise that accepts Bitcoin, as a restaurant in the Dutch city of Arnhem also accepts the cryptocurrency for food services. So that's a pretty cool headline. It's always neat when you see a big company like, you know, with a name like Burger King or Dell Computers or Wikipedia, which are two other companies that take Bitcoin.
Overstock.
Overstock is another biggie. When the big boys come on board, it lends a level of legitimacy to Bitcoin. I mean, it's cool to see mom and pops, like here in Keene, New Hampshire. We got a bunch of mom and pop businesses that take Bitcoin. But, you know, having the big businesses is what people recognize, right? Like, we can say Corner News and Keene takes it, but somebody outside of Keene doesn't know what that is, and they don't probably really care. But when you say Burger King in Russia is going to start taking Bitcoin, that's awesome. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Again, that news came from news.bitcoin.com, which is a great aspect of bitcoin.com, kind of the go-to site for all things that are Bitcoin-related that... They've also got a great intro to Bitcoin. So if you're brand new, if you're just now hearing about Bitcoin, or you're just now finally taking it seriously and you want to learn the basics, you go to Bitcoin.com. As we go to a libertarian banker, he's on the line calling from somewhere in the United States. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, banker.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to call in real quick. this is kind of a topic that's probably, you know, boring on the talk about on the radio, but I think it's relevant, especially in the liberty sphere. And that's the Federal Reserve. They met the other day, well, not the other day, probably a couple weeks ago to change the interest rate. A lot of people don't realize that the interest rate is the price of money. You can get money is to borrow it, and the price you pay for that is in the interest rate.
Okay.
And it's so critical.
Now, just to, hold on. Just to be clear, before you go on, is the Federal Reserve their interest rates? That's what they charge the banks to borrow, right? And then the banks charge an extra portion on top for their customers?
Well, yeah, absolutely. They have to make their money and cover their costs, so that's
sure.
all the spread. So,
okay.
So they borrow it from the Federal Reserve is, you know, sort of the lender of last resort. That's sort
and
of.
And can't the banks take what they've borrowed from the Federal Reserve and then loan that out 9 times?
Well, I don't think it's just the inherent way that the money system works. It's nothing like that the Federal Reserve does. It's magic. It's just if you have a dollar in a checking account, okay, $1,000 in a checking account, I'm going to loan out $900 to Mark. Mark takes that $900, puts it in his checking account, and then that bank then loans out $800 on that $900, and then he puts that in his checking account, and then loans out $700 on that $800, and so on and so forth.
But isn't it true that the same bank can loan out money based on, like, times the amount based on...
If I've loaned you money and you had an account with my bank, you put it in the account, but bada-bing, I got $2. Right?
No, I don't know if I'm making it clear. I've heard, now I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that reserve banking...
You have reserves with the Federal Reserve because you send your money off to the Federal Reserve to hold it because you don't hold all the money there.
Exactly.
Are you then allowed to loan against that money that's saved at the Federal Reserve
up to 9 times?
Multiple times against that amount of money?
So the answer is yes.
That's what I thought.
Let me back up. The Federal Reserve is sort of where your balance sheet as a bank will settle. If nothing else comes. So what I mean is you want, as a bank, to deploy all of your money in the most efficient way possible as a bank. Okay, so you're going to take those dollars and you're going to buy mortgage-backed securities, you're going to buy some bonds, you're going to make some loans, you're going to whatever it is. You're going to place that money in the most efficient place. The most inefficient place to put it or to borrow it from is the Federal Reserve.
Okay.
Just because the rates aren't that good. I can borrow from you for a tenth of a percent and borrow from the Federal Reserve at 1.25%, you know? So,
I'm not loaning you at a tenth of a percent.
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah,
what
you deposit your money in my bank, absolutely, I'm paying you nothing.
That was what it is, tenth of a percent.
Oh, I thought you meant a private loan.
That's what a savings account is.
I thought you meant a private loan, that you
no,
was
you
the person.
No, you put money at a bank, they're not going to pay you anything for it. So that's what
right, no, I apologize. I thought you were saying you could loan, you could borrow money from me, which would be a private loan, which are usually higher priced than a bank loan.
When I was in the local advertising business, and I did lots of ads for banks, what they wanted was deposits. They wanted people to come in
and open
money in their hands, get a calendar, get a toaster, get whatever it takes, and put money in the bank. Maybe CDs, but they'd rather have those. They'd rather have the depositors, the checking accounts, the savings accounts, those kind of things.
Yeah, because for several reasons there. Those are big, you know, you're going to get absolutely, you're going to pay nothing for those deposits. And as rates increase, your deposit account interest rates don't increase at the same rate that the loaning rates increase. So that rate, as the rates rise, the spread gets bigger and bigger, and the banks just eat it up. That's why in this type of environment, as rates go up, they want those deposits. So, what I really wanted to say about the Federal Reserve and interest rates was how cryptic they are when they talk about it. It seemed, I don't know if you've ever read any of these, press releases that they put out.
I've read them.
Sounds terribly boring.
I've read them.
They're awful, but they're so cryptic. They try to, you know, because they're what they say can move the market. It's almost like in Soviet Russia when they looked at the Sears catalog to price things out. You know, as like, oh, well, we don't know what a car's worth. Let's look what is Sears charging for it. Like they have no clue.
It's a shot in the dark. Sure.
It's and. And interest rates are really supposed to be, because it's a price, price is really a signal to buyers and sellers.
Sure. Stand by if you want to finish up your thoughts here. More with Libertarian Banker in moments. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us, too.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial on in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Coming up, if we get the chance, we'll tell you about the latest in Venezuela, where a rogue cop has attempted to, I guess, blow up the Supreme Court building And this is the building that was already set ablaze a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, they're real happy about those Supreme Court rulings that are coming out there in Venezuela. Yeah.
So we'll tell you about that on the way here. It's Ian and Mark in the studio tonight. And, of course, we want you to join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy all kinds of features. Those features are completely free. Archives that go back for more than a decade. You can watch us on YouTube. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners in a variety of ways. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. Let's go back to Libertarian Banker. He's calling from somewhere in the United States, talking about the Federal Reserve and their arbitrarily set interest rates. And you were talking about how normally the market sets rates on things, but when the Fed just, you know, picks a rate, it's not really based on anything, right? Go ahead.
All right. So, yeah, first off, just want to say I appreciate the amount of time that I get on Free Talk Live. I know how many people call in and complain about it, but
yeah,
I appreciate keeping me over here. But, interest rates being the price of money, basically, and being fixed by the Federal Reserve, interest rates and prices in general are a signal to investors and to buyers and sellers in the market,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether to buy or to sell. Right?
If the interest rates are low, more people are going to invest, right?
Absolutely. So what happened in 2000, the ramp up that crashed in 2008 was the interest rates were artificially low. You had people borrowing money to invest, to do more things, creating that crash that happened. And so that was a bubble that happened and an unintended consequences of price fixing. Another example of that is, the gap between the wealthy and the poor in this country. And that's because of the Federal Reserve and the fixing of interest rates. Because if I'm a guy and my life savings is $10,000 in a savings account and I put it in a bank at 0.5%, but yet, you know, a big commercial developer can go and borrow money at 3 or 4% and develop projects and make millions. And that's the unintended consequences of having those low interest rates is you're going to see the gaps between the wealthy and the poor, because they're playing it to their advantage.
Right. I remember when I was a kid, 18 years old or maybe even less than that, my dad showed me some formula, how to be a millionaire when you retired, right?
Start saving early.
Basically, it was like $100 a week or a month. I'm not entirely sure what the formula was. It's okay that I don't remember because it's irrelevant now.
Really?
Essentially, if you got 7% or 5.5%, I can't remember what it was. But I had a checking account at Coast Federal Savings and Loan, Coast Federal Savings and Loan
in Florida,
in Bradenton, Florida, that paid 5.5%.
Is that the 80s?
This was in the 80s.
Yeah.
And now you can't get anywhere near that.
You're lucky if you can get 0.5%.
If you're lucky if you get that off of your mutual fund.
Mm-hmm.
And he had showed me this formula. And basically, if you did this for 20 years, and I don't know what the formula is off the top of my head. I'm sure the Internet has it. But you'd be a millionaire by the time you retired. All you had to do was do that for 20 years, and then you'd be done.
And you mentioned that time in the 80s of high interest rates. That's another example of price fixing on the opposite side, where interest rates were fixed artificially high. Now, granted, that was by design from Paul Volcker, who was the Federal Reserve chairman at the time, because there was an exponential growth in the economy that he was supposedly trying to slow. But they created that exponential artificial growth prior to that because of their meddling of going in and out of the gold standard the decades prior. So it's just, you know, they've tried to come up with solutions to problems that they create, and it creates more problems because they don't understand economics. So.
No doubt about it. Banker, thanks for the call tonight.
Thank
I appreciate
guys.
Hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, what do you do about it? I mean, you're at their mercy, and they are not merciful as far as their monetary policy
is concerned.
They're
moving money to their friends
yes.
and connected people, not you.
Right. So what do you do about it? I think that, you know, the Bitcoiners and the cryptocurrency folks, the Dashers and Ethereum advocates, these people have the right idea. You get your money out of this old system, this old money system. Yeah, you still got to keep some in there. just because it's, you know, easier to pay an electric bill or whatever if you can, you know, just do it from your bank account. But there are, you know, Bitcoin ways to pay bills too. So if you want to, you can really go all in with cryptocurrency. But I generally don't recommend keeping all your eggs in one basket. I'm no investment advisor, but it's one of those basic pieces of advice that people should probably follow.
Yeah.
But if you want to protect your wealth, then you got to get it out of the old money system. Put it into something like cryptocurrency. Put it into gold or silver. Put it into something besides the U.S. dollar, because those dollars, even if you're in an interest-bearing account, you're still behind the ball when it comes to inflation.
I've got an IRA that's, you know, you can do some level of directing and that sort of thing. That IRA is worth basically what it was worth 5 years ago.
Really?
They keep on skinning me over and over. Like, I don't know if it's the fees or what it is, but I only look at it about once a year, and it's like, oh, that hasn't changed.
Wow.
I mean, you know, whatever the system was for people to be able to put money away and retire on that money appears to have been rigged. Oh, look, people are putting money over here. How can we make money off of their money?
Right.
And that's what it looks like is happening. Now, I don't know. I haven't dug deep into this. You know, I'm no watchdog on Wall Street by any stretch of the imagination. But I got investments, and the only thing that's worked for me in the relatively recent past is crypto.
Yep, that's true. Although gold and silver will tend to hold their value as compared to the state currency.
Great, so is my IRA.
Sure, I see what you're saying, but you don't really have control over the IRA. You've got control over physical gold and physical silver that you can put in a place where, let's just say, if the government were to raid your IRA or something like that, you'd be screwed. But they can't easily get their hands on gold and silver. So okay. I still think that that precious metals are a good hedge against inflation.
A great hedge against inflation, but I spent them when I bought that catamaran last year.
Uh-huh.
I used the gold and
silver. You cashed
it
in?
No, I didn't. I gave it to the
seller.
Yeah, I used
bought
it
with,
I bought with crypto and and
I didn't know you did that.
Gold and silver.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
The guy was really into gold and silver, and
perfect.
He was willing to take a little risk on some crypto, and I was able to do that. And then, you know, of course, I took out a home equity line for the rest of it. Thank goodness, because if I had used crypto, it's tripled in that amount of time.
Yeah, no doubt. So anyway, you know, I'm not telling you what to get. But I would say if you're all in as far as the U.S. dollar is concerned, just go ahead and prepare yourself for a screwing. It's not as bad as it is in Venezuela, of course, where, you know, one U.S. dollar will buy you thousands of bolivars on the black market compared to the 10 bolivars that it'll get you in the banks. And by the way, right now the exchange rate in Venezuela is almost 8,000 bolivar per U.S. dollar. 7,900
and rising.
Yep, 7,984 bolivars per U.S. dollar. So it could be a lot worse, but keeping all your money in government money is a bad plan for the future. More coming up.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon, savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon or warm and served. Life-saving ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and you can Skype in to join us here at Skype username lrn.fm. Of course, you can bring up anything you want, and you can enjoy all the features on our website for free, including our feeds. So perhaps you want to subscribe to Free Talk Live's podcast. Or maybe you don't want the whole podcast because you just don't have enough time to listen to, you know, full 2 hours of talk content every single day. Because that's what our podcast is, basically. We take a three-hour-long radio show, cut out most of the commercials and newscasts, and boil it down to about 2 hours of pretty much solid wall-to-wall talk content. That's still a lot if all you got to do is drive to work for, you know, 15 minutes to a half hour.
Sure.
But we've got the Daily Digest as well, thanks to Riley Blake, who is a blind listener of ours, actually living in Utah, who takes the time on a daily basis to listen to the show and then chop up a 20 or 30-minute summary piece, basically, or highlights reel, if you will, of that last night's program. So if you just want to hear the highlights, you can subscribe to the Digest Only podcast. There's also an Edgington Post Only podcast, which is just your podcast that you do, Mark.
That's right.
You do mostly interviews on the Edgington Post. And then there's also the episodes only feed. So our main feed has all of that in it. It's got all those different types of things in it. But if you just want one or the other, we got special feeds just for you that you can subscribe to. Just go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You can find those there. And like everything else on our website, they're completely free. So once again, that's feeds.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to the fun. We got Fraker on the line in Atlanta. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Fraker.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Calling in with another great quote. This one from Penn Jillette from his Penn Sunday School podcast.
Yeah. Is he still doing that? Yes, he is.
Yes. Twice a week.
Wow.
Hold on.
That's great.
It's only Sunday school.
Yes. There's Wednesday Sunday school also.
All right.
That's what the Catholics do, right? Don't they have Wednesday Mass or whatever?
Yeah, they don't call it Sunday school.
Whatever.
But his quote was, the ends can't justify the means because there are no ends.
What does that mean?
That every action has a consequence, which leads to a new action, a new consequence, a new action. So there is no final state
right.
that justifies your actions to get there.
It's true. Penn, he's a smart man. You know, he's from Greenfield, Massachusetts, which is just to the south of Keene, New Hampshire.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's the truth. Anyway, what else did you want to share?
That's it. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for the call, Fraker. Great quote. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, he was born and raised in Greenfield, and he, of course, knows about the migration, the liberty migration, this freedom migration.
He says he should be in Keene.
He did specifically say that in one of his videos. That was years ago that he said it, but presumably he hasn't forgotten about it. So maybe one of these days, if he ever retires, because he loves what he does, right? Like Penn Jillette, he's probably going to die on stage in Vegas. He's probably never going to come up here except to visit his family every now and then and maybe perform a show in Boston or something like that.
Can't you get him to come visit the show when he's in Greenfield for goodness
No, sake? He's a hard man to get a hold of. That's one of the
guys.
You've
got to go to his show and then do the handshake
thing afterwards.
Yeah.
Well, I've never been to Vegas, but maybe at some point, Mark.
He came to Boston. We didn't go there then.
Did he go to Boston?
Yep.
Okay. Well, you know, we're busy too, just like he is. But anyway, yeah, sure would be great for people like Penn or Teller to move up to New Hampshire with this great...
It'd be great for them to get a hold of us and for an interview, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anybody who knows Penn out there.
Yeah, I've tried for years to get Penn Jillette, and you know, I haven't tried in years, but there was a while there where, like, every year I would send an email to his agent saying, yeah. Hey, we got 100 stations now. Maybe you want to, you know, talk about his new book or whatever. Nope.
Whatever.
Nope. It's just too busy.
He didn't say nope. He just didn't send anything back.
No, right? I heard back from the dude.
Oh,
yeah.
Just nope. Okay.
No, it wasn't necessarily nope. It was just like, you know, blow off, basically.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What's a blow off look like? I mean,
I don't know. I'd have
other
to go
than no.
Dig up the, I'd have to go and dig up the emails, okay. Mark. It's been quite a long time since I've sent one to him. I kind of just gave up after a while.
Sure.
855-450 free like freedom. Let's go to, we got Robert in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You guys were talking about the different cryptocurrencies recently here.
Yeah.
And I've got a couple of different cryptocurrencies that I've invested in.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the cryptocurrencies that I have, part of the currency is a paper wallet.
Yeah.
And when I showed this, when I was at Porfest last week, I showed this to a few people, and they'd never seen it. And I wonder if there was something that you guys were familiar with, and if you could, kind of fill me, because I'm really kind of new at that part anyways.
Sure. I've never had a paper wallet myself, but I do know what they are. And as I understand it, it's a way to keep your cryptocurrency safer, as far as, like, if your wallet... For instance, if your cryptocurrency, your Bitcoin wallet or whatever, if your wallet is online, then maybe a hacker could, in theory, somehow break into your system and get into that.
Right. If it's on your computer, they could put a key logger on the computer or whatever.
Or a backdoor or something, some sort of Trojan or whatever. There are different ways to do it. But if it's a paper wallet that was generated sort of offline, meaning that you can generate it on a computer that is not connected to the Internet, I think this is how it's done. Then that means that it's never touched the Internet, and it's just the address that you can send your Bitcoin or whatever other cryptocurrency to, that you have this printed out QR code or string of numbers and letters or whatever that you then store in a safe place. It seems to me that the problem with the paper wallet, like, it's got good security factors to it, but the weakness is that if your house burns down and that thing wasn't in a fireproof safe, there goes your life savings.
Even if it is in a fireproof safe, then the house is burned down. The fireproof safe is sitting there in the burned down area. It's hopefully.
And some safes are only rated to so much fire anyway.
Right. That's one of the issues. Is paper wallet's paper, and
right.
It can be destroyed as a result. And also, if somebody gets that paper, you no longer have any control over it. Whereas if you had the private keys to a wallet, to a wallet app or whatever, stored on some fob, encrypted, then the person wouldn't have access to it. They wouldn't be able to do anything with it.
Even if they stole the key
fob. And you could have it on three different fobs. They could have possession of one of the fobs, and it wouldn't do them any good. You could just go get one of the other fobs, you know, go get your Bitcoin and take care of it.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Thank you very much.
Hey, no problem, Robert. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
But a paper wallet is simple.
Correct. And you could, in theory, print out more than one copy of it and put another copy in another physical location that you trusted. Safe at your mom's house or something like that.
Yeah, then two buildings would have to burn down. And that
which is highly unlikely.
Far more unlikely, right. At least in the United States.
Let's talk to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to vent about this issue of, I have noticed that here in Albuquerque, the landlords, they put the mailboxes any old which way so that you could get hit by a car while checking the mail. And then I called them actually today.
When you say any old which way, are you saying that the mailbox points a different direction than into the street? Because most mailboxes that I've seen that are on the side of the road or, you know, on the easement, they point towards the street.
So the mailman or woman, mail delivery person,
can lean out the truck.
And put stuff in quickly and easily.
In what direction are you seeing the mailboxes being pointed?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what I have noticed. It's convenient and safe for the mail carrier, but that's about it.
That's not any old which way. When you say any old which way, that suggests that one mailbox is pointing one direction, another mailbox is pointing a different direction, and a third might be pointing a third direction.
Fine. Now we understand what you're saying. Sarah.
You don't like the fact that mailboxes have been pointing into the street because you believe it is dangerous for those people who apparently are too incompetent to be able to look both ways before they step out into the road and check their own mail. If you want, hang on, Sarah. We'll allow you to explain to us why you believe this thing, process of checking the mail is such a dangerous thing. I don't know. Maybe it's true. Maybe people do get hit all the time checking their mailboxes. I've never heard of that happening, but that doesn't mean it hasn't happened. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you really don't know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emerging technology still. It's still in beta and it's sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free and join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype, too. Our Skype username here is lrn.fm. In the studio with you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going back to the phones, back to the fun. But first, I do want to invite you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. If you want to get behind Free Talk Live and help us spread the ideas of liberty, peace, freedom, cryptocurrency, all the cool stuff that we talk about here 7 nights a week on Free Talk Live. You want to get us on more radio stations? Well, the AMP program is the best way to help us do that. You want us to reach new internet listeners with Free Talk Live? The AMP program is the way to help us out. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular podcast commercials our normal podcast does, and the AMP-only Facebook group, plus the brand new AMP badge for the Free Talk Live forum that we just created a few weeks ago. So you can go to amp.freetalklive.com, that's ampamp.freetalklive.com, and sign up for just $5 a month or Bitcoin. You can use credit card, you can use PayPal, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Sarah is all of a sudden very concerned about something that has been the same way ever since I've been alive, and that is mailboxes that are on the, you know, side of the street. It was a change for me, Mark, moving to Keene, New Hampshire, because the downtown Keene area, all of the older houses, these houses that have been here for, you know, generations, they all have the walk-up-on-the-porch mailbox where it's, like, mounted to the side of the house kind of mailbox, and I'd never seen that before in my life, because I'm from, like, suburban Florida, and everybody's got a mailbox just on the side of the road. I mean, that's just where every mailbox is. But Sarah's saying here that she thinks that these are a real danger to people.
Well, I can tell you, Joan DeYoung Berkland probably didn't think it was too much of a danger until she was struck and killed by a pickup truck early Monday morning back in 2014, trying to go get her mail across the road.
Mm, okay, so it does happen, Sarah. So there you go. Mark found an example of somebody who got hit and killed because of the mailbox.
I with them. I live in an apartment complex that, you know where the driveway is where you drive into the parking lot, where you drive in? Well, they stuck the mailboxes right on the edge of it. Where you are standing in the driveway about 4 feet. 4 feet, you're standing out.
Yeah, it's very rare that I get any mail that is actually worth dying over. So, I mean, how about a solution here, Sarah, where we just abolish mail altogether? Wouldn't that be
it
nice?
It really is what the federal mail service is basically a junk mail delivery service.
With the exception of the Monadnock Shopper News, which, of course, is a wonderful way of communicating.
So if you send out a whole bunch of things, whatever the mailers are, you get a bulk discount.
That's right.
But if I send out a letter to Aunt Mildred,
you pay full price.
I pay full price. Explain to me how that isn't a subsidy for junk mail delivery.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about it is that enough of the junk mail is that I called the apartment complex. I moved out of that place, and I called them today, in fact. I told them that I would go back and live there, or I think it was a nice place. I don't even know if they heard my request because they feel that if you get hit by a car while checking your mail, it's an unimportant issue.
Well, it's not their responsibility. I mean, it's your responsibility, Sarah, to look both ways before you step into the street. I don't know if your mom or dad taught you this when you were growing up, but you know, when I was a small child.
Cool.
No, I don't know. I mean, she doesn't have a job or anything.
What I'm talking about,
it's not like they talk her to
standing. I'm not talking about crossing the street. I'm talking about if you're standing there, if you stand out in the driveway 4 feet.
Yeah, well, if you see a car coming and you're scared, you can run back onto the safety of the grassy area or whatever, the sidewalk or whatever's behind it. I mean, I've never once in my life felt like I was in danger checking the mail.
Well, here's the thing. I should take a picture and send it to you or something, but there's the other ones that
you should.
When you're standing there, the cars are
parking have to mail
right
it.
Behind you. They pull up. And if they're not, if they press 1 foot ahead, don't hit you while you're have your back turned.
I saw
that's never happened to you.
Sarah, I thought of you today. I saw an article that said that New Mexico was the state that was most dependent on the federal government for subsidies. What do you think about that? Like,
she's part of that problem.
Yeah, New Mexico gets more money than any other state from the federal government.
You mean the state of or the people of?
The people of, you know, like the whole thing. All the money. The money that funnels into a place.
Yeah, so you're part of that, right, Sarah?
This is a very low-income place, and so a lot of the retiree and the disabled people, I only get $37.35 per month. Very cheap to live.
$37 or $3,700?
No, $735.
$735, I'm sorry, okay.
Do you think that's a good position to be in, and do you think that, I would think that some government bureaucrat would be looking, New Mexico, yep, we're going to have to cut funding to them, they're number one, like that kind of thing.
Well, the thing about it is that when you guys attack these programs, you're attacking half the population. But you're saying that we're all very bad people.
I wouldn't say that one is very bad. I would say if one refuses to attempt to work, that you're putting yourself in a very disadvantageous position.
Huh?
That it's
that
work is power.
Unemployment. You remember we were number one in unemployment for 3 months. Now Alaska beat us to a number. We're second now.
So I didn't know that.
Why are you blaming the people that can't find jobs?
I'm just reading an article,
Sarah,
and I'm seeing the disadvantages that one might be in that position if one were, I don't know, a subsidy receiver in the state that receives the most subsidies.
Sarah, there's a difference between somebody who is actually looking for a job and then somebody like you who is not interested in working. Right? Like, you're not interested in getting a job. You're getting all this money from the government. You got the $730 coming in per month from, what is that, Social Security? Who's paying you that?
I guess it's disability.
Disability. And then you're also getting a housing subsidy, correct? Like, so how much money is coming in for the housing?
Maybe about $450 or something.
And what is the house that you live in cost per month?
No, it's about a $700 apartment.
Okay, so you're getting the super majority of your house covered, right? Where's the money coming from to pay for the rest of the house? Is that coming out of that $700?
Yeah, $200.
So that leaves you with about $400 or $500 you can spend on, you know, living, right? Like buying food, that kind of thing?
Right.
Yeah. You're sitting pretty, man. You got time to sit around and call talk radio shows all day and all night. I mean, why would you want to get a job? Then you'd have to get cut off at some point.
Look it, I have a disability, believe it or not. Just like
what,
you had a reason.
What is it?
That scholarship.
What is your disability?
You for no reason.
What's
no,
your
you
disability?
Right?
What is it? What's your disability?
I've been on the street for 10 years. I have.
You're not on the street. You're in a house. What is the disability? Is it some sort of mental thing?
Yes, I have a mental disability. I was homeless for almost 10 years.
Was it bipolar? I know you've told us before. I know you've told us what it is before. What is it, bipolar?
I'm bipolar, and I have OCD, and I have not
worked. It's a load of crap that you can't work. OCD, you can totally clean stuff. Come on,
well,
get a janitorial job.
You never know what OCD, how it presents itself. It's difficult to say whether a person can or cannot work.
Well, if you believe you can't work, then you can't
certainly
work.
Can't, yeah. Right? And if you're getting enough money to survive, then it's unlikely that you will. I had a friend who was on disability. Then he decided he wasn't going to be on disability anymore. He was going to go out and get a job, and he did.
Good.
And he worked for a very long time, and I haven't been in touch with him, in some time. But
you really can accomplish things that you put your mind to. If you believe that you can work, if you want to work, guess what? The universe is going to find opportunities for you. There's going to be opportunities presented to you, jobs that will fit your limited skill set that you can absolutely do, Sarah. There's plenty of people that are bipolar that hold jobs down out there, okay?
Well, you know what? I have fun calling this radio, and that's good enough volunteer work for me. You know what I mean? I don't know why you guys attack me, because we all have a different lifestyle. You know,
I'm not trying to attack. I was just asking if you thought it was
a dumb joke, because I call it every day.
But you don't actually listen to it.
You
just call it. You don't actually listen. You don't even know what we're talking about half the time.
Well, because I don't understand none of this stuff. I'm not into this libertarian stuff like that, what you guys talk about. A lot of people hate you guys, but it's okay. I'm willing to tolerate it. You know,
well, that is awfully nice of you.
Okay?
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you. Watch out for those mailboxes. All right, so we're done for tonight.
You just love to mess with her.
She's a leech. The woman is a great caller. I mean, she's always got something, kind of interesting to talk about. I like her calls, but she's got nothing else to do with her day except call Free Talk Live and every other show throughout the day that she happens to call, because, we're not the only one. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.